All right, watch this. Ditch, do you know when you get full? When you drink water, do you know when you get full? Or do you just drink till it run out of you? Which one? You know when you get full, then you stop, don't you? Well, by faith, you do the same thing to the Holy Ghost. You just drink and drink and drink till you get full. You know what will come out of you next? Tongue. It'll come up out of you. All you got to do is start saying it. That's how easy. But you know why it hurt, why it hinders so many people? They all up here. They all up in this head. And they, instead of making that thing go tilt or go mute and hook your tongue up, look on the inside and right down here and hook your tongue up to those words that your mind don't understand and trying to figure out this. I didn't ask you to participate in this. Just go tilt, mute, and you just start saying them. And it will help you for distraction-wise in most cases. Just close your eyes so you don't be looking at nobody else. Because the devil uses anything he can to distract you. I'm teaching you some things that'll help you with other people. Because I can't be everywhere you are. Because there's not enough of me to be everywhere with all of you at the same time. I can only be one place at a time. And I've seen this work time after time after time. And once they got filled, then they need teaching. Because like I was, when I got filled, I ain't know what happened. You know what I mean? Because see, the moment that I got filled, I spoke about, I don't know, 3 or 4, 5 words in tongues. Boy, I could get them out. The devil said, boy, you better stop that. You allowed to be cussing God out. I might be talking to God, too. See, I didn't know how to answer him because, see, I didn't have no teaching. Whew. But they laid their hands on them. Is that right? Come on back, y'all, and took my scripture down. I'm not done. Leave them up there. I don't have to keep going back. Leave them. Let them stay till we go somewhere. Thank you so much. We're in a series of teaching here. And now notice now. And when Simon saw, notice now, let's back up to verse 17 again. Let's read 17. And then laid they their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. I want to point out two things here. And when Simon saw that through the what? Laying on of the apostles' hand that the Holy Ghost was what? He offered them money. Keep going. Saying, give me also this power, that on whomsoever I lay hands, they might receive the Holy Ghost. Let's read one more. But Peter said unto him, thy money what? Perish. Which with thee, why? Because thou hadst thought that. Do you remember I told you back there, remember that word gift? Y'all remember? See, Simon thought, because he was a colonel in his mind, he used what's witchcraft on people. He used to see something, he'll buy it. If it's a gadget that'll work, he'll buy it and work it on folk. So he thought he could buy this. He wasn't trying to buy the Holy Ghost. He wanted to buy the ability to do this. All right. Let's back up. Back up. I'm going to keep y'all going back and forth. Back up to 18 now. And when Simon saw that through the laying on the apostles' hand, the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money. Now, let's look at this. Some people say, this is what some people say, because you can see right there what I read. Those Samaritan people, mixed race of people, it didn't say in scripture that they spoke in tongues. Am I right? It didn't say right there they spoke in tongues. But I want to ask you a question, because it said when Simon saw that through the laying on of the apostle's hand that the Holy Ghost would give him. How many of y'all ever seen the Spirit? How many of y'all ever seen the Spirit? How many of you ever seen the wind? Huh? You may see the effect of the wind, but you ain't never seen the wind. So Simon, it had to be something moving on those people for him to know that they had received the Holy Ghost, but he ain't never seen the Spirit. Huh? So the only conclusion we could come to, he saw that he heard them speak with tongues like everybody else did. Come on. He heard them do what? Speak with tongues. That's how he knew. Because I ain't never seen the Holy Ghost. I ain't seen the effect of it moving and doing things. But as far as me seeing with my natural eye, if you have, you something. So when Simon saw this, he wanted to buy the ability. And Peter said, your money perish you because your heart ain't right. You still trying to work your witchcraft. Notice something else the Lord pointed out to me. I want to tell you how supernatural, how fantastic, how outstanding, how precious, how dynamic, if I could find the words to say, about the Holy Spirit. Have you noticed? Did anybody learn anything this morning? Have you noticed that when Philip was working all those miracles, signs, people getting demons, evil spirit was thrown, cast out, paused people. People had paralysis and had to pause. They were what? They were healed, and the lame folk were healed. You ever notice that? He didn't try to buy none of that. He didn't try to buy that. Think about it now. He didn't try to buy the power then. But when he saw, then put the hands on him. And the power of the Holy Ghost came on him. And they started talking with tongues. Simon said, I want that. I won't tell you, my friends, this morning. I may be closing. I don't know. But I want to tell you this morning. Hallelujah. When you realize what God has given you, you won't be doing what you did in the past. You won't be living and walking around approaching the things of God like you did in the past. You won't be nonchalant about the things of God when you realize that you got God on the inside of you. And there's nothing out there around you shall ever come to be, can overcome you or stop you in any way. God sent you the power of the universe. When Jesus was at the river and John baptized him, the Bible recorded that I saw the Spirit of God come on him in the body shape of a dove. And when he came on Jesus, I don't care what the devil threw at him, it couldn't stop him. And what God wants you to realize, I sent you the same Holy Spirit to make his home in you. Take the limit off of him. Hallelujah. He will tell you everything God says, and God is not quiet. God is talking. Jesus is talking. Jesus has authority. The There's a name the devil can't handle. There's a name he's afraid of. There's a name he's trying to keep you away from. But the Holy Spirit want to reveal that truth to you. That in that name, I don't care what it is, it has to bow to the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.